And joining me in the Caribbean studios this afternoon are Jesse Guidry from Vermilionville and Lance Harris, who's the director of the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum here on the UL campus, here to talk about the film series Les Vues. Lance is curating the film for this month, and I couldn't help but thinking with the last strains of that last piece that that was like not the right music to introduce what we're going to talk about here. Of course, many in our audience remember, Jesse, that this series is set up so that each month a different person chooses a film. And so they're all very different for the whole year. It's been almost a year that this series has been running. And no month has been similar to a previous month. It's really amazing how different the films are.
And that's kind of the great thing about it is whenever this first started, I kind of threw around a couple of different ideas of themes surrounding culture, and then that kind of slowly fell off. The first couple of them did have ties to Louisiana, but when I would approach the curators and ask them to submit a film, they were like, "I really want to show this one, but it doesn't have anything to do with culture. Do you think we can make it work?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." So it just kind of evolved into inviting these different people monthly to come, and they bring something that they're passionate about that they can chat about. And the films that we've shown have been very vast around different topics, different themes, and this is probably. I think one of my favorite ones so far. I keep saying that, but each one keeps getting better and better. It's just because it's so different.
It is different.
Well, now, Lance, I know some people have heard you on the station before. Some people have been to events at the museum and have the pleasure of meeting you. This took me a little by surprise. I remember you had said that you were a musician, but the film that you're showing is about a punk rock band, and you yourself are a musician and played punk rock.
In my previous life, I
was
a musician.
In your previous life, yes.
Yes.
Because you're quite you have this lovely presence, if anyone's again been to an event at the museum, but it definitely doesn't scream punk rocker.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment, and I'm proud to say that back in the late 90s and early 2000s, I was in probably the loudest band in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Oh,
we took great pride in that.
T-shirt material.
T-shirt material, indeed.
Well, tell us a bit about your background as a musician as we work up to talking about this very unique film.
Well, interestingly, my parents really weren't all that much of music aficionados. And, of course, I listened to what my older brother listened to, which was mainly New Wave and, Billy Joel and Billy Idol and that sort of thing. And then when I got into high school, I became really interested in music and listened to, the typical classics, Jimi Hendrix and Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and all that kind of stuff. And then punk rock hit me in a big way in high school, and then most definitely in college. I really started playing a lot of music in college with a variety of different bands, and it was mostly punk rock and progressive rock and heavy metal and that sort of thing, and just one thing led to to another. But throughout that entire period of time, one of the biggest influences in all of these different bands that I played in was Fugazi. Of course, that is the focus of the film tonight. It's Instrument, which is a film by Jim Cohen that documents Fugazi from the late 80s up until the mid to early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those people who know the phrase punk rock but really don't know a whole lot about it, what was it that attracted you to punk rock? What was it about? What was the quality of the music that you really liked?
That's a very good question. I listened to a variety of different bands, and I used to go to quite a lot of shows, and there's a lot of energy and a lot of intensity in the music, and that's probably one of the main things that draw me to it. Mm-hmm. And, sometimes one of the interesting things about Fugazi, and as we watch the film tonight, one of the main themes that will come through is this DIY ethic. And, it basically goes to prove that anybody really, well, I say anybody, but some people can just pick up a guitar and learn three chords and become an instant songwriter and go from there. And I think that's one of the real interesting aspects of punk rock.
I'm sure a lot of people didn't really know that part about it. Do-it-yourself music. So Fugazi really attracted you. And for those people who don't know much about the band, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Fugazi is a band that I believe they started in 1987. Ian McKay was one of the original founders of this band, and he was in a band prior to that called Minor Threat that was really big in the punk rock scene out of Washington, D.C. And he actually sang for that band. He played guitar and sang in Fugazi. And I'm not entirely sure why Minor Threat broke up, but Fugazi started, and their influences are not your typical punk rock band. There are a lot of different things in there, and it's not all just loud and fast and screaming. There's a lot of really quite beautiful music in what they produce, and a lot of poignant lyrics and elements to their their repertoire.
So Jim Cohen was moved to create a film about this band. You've seen the film.
I have.
What elements does he put in this? Is it a historical documentary? How does he structure this film?
You know, it's really quite a beautiful film. He uses a variety of different mediums, I guess. I was reading a little bit about it, and I know he utilized 8mm and 16mm film. And it's just edited and put together in such a way that it tells a story of the band, although it's not in a true linear format. It captures a lot of their live performances. It captures a lot of interviews with them, and you get to see a lot of behind-the-scenes situations with these four individuals that create this beautiful and powerful and intense music. And, you know, in some respects, they're idolized. And then with this film, you can see them how they would be idolized with their live performances, but then you get to see them behind the closed door and see them as individuals and as human beings, which I think is really powerful and beautiful in its own way.
And are they still performing? Did they?
I believe they broke up in early around 2003. I had the pleasure to see them the one and only time in 2001 in New Orleans at the Patinas, and it's a fantastic performance, to say the least.
So for all those Fugazi fans out there, this is an amazing opportunity to see the old footage and to see them perform together in this film.
Absolutely.
Because they haven't been able to in a while. You mentioned also that they played in Lafayette.
That's right. Of course, I'm a Mississippian, and there were all these legendary shows from when they played in Mississippi. My wife was telling me that she said, we had watched the film. She's like, oh, yeah, I think I saw them at the Hyman Center back in the day. So, of course, I can't verify this one way or the other, but I'm hoping somebody will come out tonight and be able to see some of the footage and say, like, oh, yeah, that was the show at the Hyman Center.
Many people in our audience know the Hyman Center, have been to concerts at the Hyman Center. And when you think Hyman Center, you think more, I don't know, Broadway, right. Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. Somehow punk rock just doesn't leap out at you, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Well, again, I cannot verify it one way or the other, but I'm hoping that somebody will be able to tonight.
Right. So she thinks she saw it here. Anyone in the audience who may have seen Fugazi at the Hyman Performing Arts Center, please come to the film tonight and verify that you were there.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, it's always interesting. I know Cecil often, people will show ticket stubs on Facebook, you know, of legendary concerts that may have happened in Baton Rouge, sometimes here. And it's always interesting to see those stubs and the dates and the people who come out to say, I was there as well.
Absolutely.
I saw that concert. So Hyman Center, do you know what date that might have been? Does she remember?
That probably would have been sometime in the early to mid-1990s, I guess.
Okay, I see Cecil kind of looking over there. He may know. if you've got a memory of that concert or have any knowledge of it, please show up.
Our ticket stubs.
Bring your ticket stubs. Somebody's got it tacked on their wall,
sure.
If you are just tuning in and your ears picking up the word Fugazi, we are talking about a documentary film called Instrument about Fugazi that was done by Jim Cohen. And my guest, Lance Harris, is interim director of the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum on campus. He is curating the film tonight for the film series Les Vues, and that will be shown tonight. Are you going to bring your instrument and play along with the film?
No, not tonight.
I tried. He wouldn't.
He wouldn't do that.
Actually, one of the bands I played in, we actually did cover a Fugazi song, which we probably butchered it, but all in the name of rock and roll, right?
But you were happy.
Absolutely.
Doing that. You were enjoying that. So when you talk about, and again, you're using words that lay people who don't really know much about punk rock, use words like poignant. I don't think many people would use that word with punk rock. Can you help us understand that just a little bit better? I mean, are they ballad-like? What is it about their music that you would have called poignant?
I guess with the general layperson that listens to punk rock, I mean, they hear three chords and a 4-on-4 backbeat, and that's all that that it seems to be. And Fugazi just extends that and defies that boundary, as it were. And I don't think they're limited to any real one genre. I don't know that they would call themselves a punk rock band. Their music is quite varied, and there's a big variety to it. They're incredible musicians, actually. Their drummer and bass player are two of my favorites of all time. I think they're incredibly talented.
So you can't narrow them in their definition
absolutely
as a
not.
Band. Okay.
Well, because and as they kind of progressed, I mean, based on something I read, they would get together and just basically jam and then take certain elements of what people would do and try to make it work. And then they experimented a lot with percussion and different types.
Right.
So that's, I mean, that's something.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen the film as well, Jesse?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I haven't mm-hmm. seen it in its entirety.
Mm-hmm. But it was something about it that attracted you as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, mm-hmm. whenever, you know, I talked to my curator, she's like, I want to show this film. So I started doing a little bit of digging mm-hmm. to see, mm-hmm. you know, what it's about and everything. And then I remember when I was talking over the phone with Lance and he said Fugazi, I was like, what kind of – the music was called Instruments. I'm like, what kind of classical thing is he going to be showing? So I'm looking up and, like, just going through all of these things. And I guess that's the beautiful thing about this mm-hmm. series is all the stuff mm-hmm. that, you know, I and the audience get to learn because it's a lot about the passions and what ticks. And, you know, what I think what I enjoy most about it is somebody like Lance who, you know, a lot of people only know in professional atmosphere.
Right.
We really get to see another side of him, mm-hmm. You know, based on this movie and his interests. So that's another little byproduct of the series
right.
that I enjoy.
And another element of your interests,
absolutely.
In addition to art and collections of art, the musical side of,
absolutely.
Of your interests. So it's called Instrument. Is why did they call it Instrument?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, because Jesse mentioned that something about, I mean, is it focus on what they play or is it sort of metaphorical? Is it?
You know, to me, I think as a bare basics for creating music, you generally do have to have an instrument. I think that's a common denominator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think one of the things about Fugazi that's interesting is that I would say that they would probably only be interested in defining themselves by their music, and that's mm-hmm. it in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
No image. You know, they quite make it as easy for their audience to access them as can be possible. Mm-hmm. And I think, that common denominator is just having music that they can give to their audience.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a purity in it almost.
A purity,
using,
yes.
Using that word to title the film. How many albums did they put out?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Several, I would say, probably around the range of 10.
Okay, so quite a number. They weren't just sort of a, you know, two or three, like,
no.
albums that people... And was this a group that you listened to, Jesse?
No, like, I mean the first time I heard of it was whenever Lance told me about it, and then I was chatting with my wife and John Sharp, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to go to that. I'm going to that one."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh okay." So people know, and this was kind of a big thing. So that's whenever I started looking into mm-hmm. it, and then you know got on the YouTube and whatnot and checked out what it sounded like to get an idea.
Well, and you know, it's interesting how often how music cycles. And I mean, I saw that with my children who were listening to music from the 60s and 70s. And I'm sure there's an element of punk rock that's become rather vintage and hip these days. Young kids, young musicians who are finding those groups and finding their recordings and relearning about them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually say that Fugazi is one of those bands that kind of define time and space in many respects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can listen to their first album and their last album, and there's no time frame element to it. It all sounds new and fresh and exciting, mm-hmm. which I think is interesting because a lot of bands are not that way.
Right, and I guess that's what attracts young kids to music like that, that it isn't going out of style.
Right.
It does sound fresh. And so you can go to this evening at the Vermilionville. And what time does it start, Jesse?
It starts at 6:30, and it is free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. So, you know, please come out. I know the weather's a little dreary, but it will keep it warm inside.
All right. So tonight, Vermilionville, my guest Lance Harris curating this film tonight called Instrument about the DC punk rock band Fugazi. Thank you both for coming by, and we look forward to the series continuing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you all. And yes, I was just looking online. Fugazi actually did play the Hyman Performing Arts Center on July 4th. Of 1996. They were originally scheduled to play a high school auditorium, but it was changed to the Hyman Center, is what I'm reading. That's on their website of where they're selling like bootleg tapes and all that. So yes, Fugazi did indeed play the Hyman Center, 1996.